This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It is December. I did it again. October the 6th. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, all you Travis Tritt fans in Peachtree City.
All right now.
Down there where the golf cart land is.
Pride of, I think it was the Sprayberry High School product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude used to come up there to down the dialer on a regular basis. So shout out Travis and all that. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg on this abbreviated version of what we have now as our Sam and Greg 4-hour show. We get the 3-hour shows. Now, normally it will get back to 4 hours when the Falcons are prime time or, you know, a late kickoff. But today we got to deal with a game from London.
Yeah, because next week the Falcons are back and they're playing the Carolina Panthers right up the road.
Yep.
But it's a 4:25 start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Falcons, that's the team now. After the performances they have had over the last few weeks. Other than a bad ref's call, we all know that this is a 4-1 team.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a one ref's call, a 4-1. Now what do we say about this team? Now you're starting to
no call.
Well, that's true. No call. Thank you.
Yep.
But see, then if we're sitting here today, that's a whole nother conversation. Because now you're wondering, can Kirk Cousins keep it going? Because you're sitting there at 4-1.
And you wonder what other
different
teams,
expectations.
But you wonder what other teams are seeing. Other teams may be seeing something, say, they haven't thrown that at them. You know, so that, right. that's the whole thing. It's still early in the season.
Right.
But thankfully, you know, these last two games have been division games, and they get a little bit of a break. They call it the mini bye.
Mini bye.
Yeah.
You know who would give us a good perspective on this? Maurice. The boys are headed to Mississippi. We just got a shout out. Folks from Off the Hook,
yeah.
But KB and Maurice are headed to Mississippi right now.
Really?
Listening to us.
On the road. Safe travels out there, y'all. Be safe out there.
They played the other day, Maurice, so save your thoughts on the Falcons till next week. We'll try and bring you in here.
It's going to be hard to contain him, though.
Yeah, that's all right. Noel's got it. She's got a finger on the dump button.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah. You can't tell him nothing right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Maurice is that dude you want to go talk to if you go to Off the Hook. Every barbershop's got that dude. He's that dude. I have something for you. I thought of
something
you this past
me?
Week. Yeah, it's just something silly.
Oh,
again, we got a 3-hour show, so let's have some fun. So I'm bopping around and I'm listening. You know, I hear Shannon Sharp in a couple different outlets throughout the course of the week, and one of them is Nightcap. You were here then too? Him and Ocho Cinco?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I was seeing a replay of a show they did, and they had Deion on. Excuse me, Coach Prime.
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime was on with Shannon and Ocho.
Did he have the Aflac duck with him?
No, he did not.
No?
No, he did not. Okay. And they were talking, obviously, about the team. And so Ocho decided to offer his services to the Colorado Buffaloes. And he says, you know, I can come there and help the team out. So he's giving his reasons why he, Deion, should consider. So this is the conversation back and forth. But listen carefully. And that's all I'm going to say. Noel, would you please?
You got any job openings?
Yep. But you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to do right.
Hold on. I'm just trying. I'm trying to diversify my portfolio. You know I got about 37, 11 jobs.
I know, and I'm proud of you.
I got a lot of them. But
you're really good at this because you're a really good teacher. You're a really good teacher.
Right.
But can you teach what you did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can.
I could. I come at, matter of fact, in the kind of teacher I am, I don't do it by with words. I put the cleats on and actually show. So I come out there, I route Travis up, and then I lock him up.
Yeah, but what if I get mad that you routed Travis up and I put my cleats on?
No.
You can't do no eight toes, man.
You see what I'm saying? I knew you were going to say that. I set you up for that. Yeah. I didn't think you was going to take the bait. Right, y'all ain't no good. Y'all, you know what I'm about.
Man, you stepped on the punchline.
No, he was gone.
You stepped on the punchline earlier. Anyway, I want you to hear that. You can't. But the thing that everybody knows hasn't been said, the quiet thing hasn't been said out loud publicly. And when Tojo did that, I said, oh, well, that's worthy of repeating. You ain't going to do nothing with eight toes. I think we should put that on a bumper sticker. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Listen, man, what's going on locally we need to know about it, what we missed.
We run down some college scores and some high school scores. As this coming week, they're trying to make up games, and applause to the and shout out to the Georgia High School Association, who this past week said they're going to slide back the postseason to add another week of regular season to try to give schools in parts of the state that have been hit by the storm really badly. First of all, to get their students back in class, you know, get the power on and get students back in the school, then try to get them out to play some football games. So, I mean, you had some areas down toward Augusta, down in South Georgia, where they had games that have been delayed. They're hoping to get them in. Starting tomorrow night, there will be a football game every day this coming week. There will be a high school game somewhere in this state. It's scheduled. And let's see if they can get the lights on and actually play them. So we're going to get to those games, the games they played yesterday in a minute. The college games we run down, we know that Georgia was a winner yesterday, 31-13 over Auburn. Georgia Tech a winner last night. They beat Duke, and Duke came in there undefeated. So it's a big win for Tech, 24-14 final score. Great setting under the stars in Midtown. It's always a great, great time when they play those games over there at night. The alma mater falls to Austin Peay, the Governors. The Governors beat us by a score of 20-16 final score. Valdosta State big time on Shorter, 59-6. It was Albany State 57, Allen 14. Fort Valley beats Edward Waters 48-14. Tuskegee blanks Morehouse, and this is the big game they play down in Columbus every year. It's back in Columbus. It's been in Birmingham. Now it's back in Columbus, the Morehouse-Tuskegee Classic, and Tuskegee wins it 42-0. That's not good for Morehouse. Clark Atlanta falls for the first time this season. Savannah State beat them 35-28 in the battle of teams with new turf, courtesy of courtesy Arthur Blank.
No, you're right, but it's just Arthur when Blank, you say it, you know.
They are both Savannah.
We're down reduced to that.
Savannah got new turf.
And what color's theirs? Clark,
theirs is regular field
green?
Color, green.
Okay.
But, you know, Clark got that red thing working over
there. Arthur Blank is Falcons color.
There you go. Barry 44, Southwestern 7, Pikeville 47, Reinhardt 21, Maryville 38, LaGrange 13, and Friday night Jacksonville State came over from Alabama and beat Kennesaw State 63-24. Georgia State, Georgia Southern both off this week. Georgia State is back on Saturday. Mercer off this week. And get this, folks. Next Saturday in Macon, you're going to get to see a rarity.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Go ahead, tell them.
An Ivy League team is coming to play a game in the state of Georgia. Now, I follow college football around here for a minute. I don't remember the last time an Ivy League team came to play. Princeton is coming to play at Mercer in Macon. I hope they can find a place. Princeton Tigers.
Yes.
And we know them for basketball because in basketball we know they run in. They get in the tournament every now and then.
That's true, yeah.
And they spoil the fun for folks, right? Yeah, they get in there and they run that backdoor cut and the big-time guys.
Well, they stay there for you. They got players that stay 4 years.
Right. You know, they get the NBA guys who are NBA-bound that can't figure it out. And they make them look better on national TV. So Princeton is coming to play Mercer next Saturday down in Macon. If you haven't seen an Ivy League school play football before.
Why you say it like that? You saying they talk different?
I'm just saying, man, we ain't had no Ivy League school come to play football in Georgia.
Now, you don't want to say it like
why?
Bringing some education up here because we got smart folks here, too.
We got smart folk here, too. But, I mean, you know, Ivy League, we think of that being up the East Coast as being away from, far away from.
Quite pompous and circumstances. I didn't say that.
No, you didn't. You said that. We had some high school games yesterday. We had to get some games in. Valdosta played yesterday. They got their game in with Camden County. Great for those folks down in South Georgia. They got their game in 56-37. Valdosta's a winner. Luella 42, North Clayton 7. North Atlanta and Lambert, a good game here. North Atlanta wins that one 24-21. Stevenson 41, Cedar Grove 28. Chamblee 23, Lakeside 21. Tight game there. Douglas 57-0 over Riverdale. Eastside stays undefeated. They beat Walnut Grove 41-7, and those are some of the Saturday games. And like I said, once again, you got games starting tomorrow and going all the way through your Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, high school football. Just trying to get these games in around the state. And we had Dr. Tim Scott on with us Friday night, the executive director of the High School Association, and he talked about the process and what they're doing. And they brought the Friday, November 29th, back into play. There wasn't going to be any high school football the week of Thanksgiving. And that was everybody saying it was going to be a rarity, but they built in that extra week because of the availability of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mm-hmm. But now, and they found out that the Georgia Tech game is going to be played that night. So that's the thing. And Chris Parker and I went back and forth about this. So now they are going to play Thanksgiving week. Do you play that game on the Saturday after the 29th, do you play the game that Saturday afternoon? You know, which you ain't going to the mall. It's Black Friday. If you ain't going to the mall, might as well have your football game. Or are you going to play it that Friday night, the same time as Georgia and Georgia Tech, which, you know, gets a lot of attention for folks around here. And also, if you got some players on a team that might be invited to that game as a recruit, they can't go. You know, that was a big thing last Saturday. A lot of games were played last Saturday. If you were a recruit from Alabama, they want you to come over to the game. You couldn't go to that Alabama-Georgia game because you had a football game to play. So that's the thing. And Chris Parker said, you know what? We're creatures of habit. We'd like to play on Friday night. I'm playing Friday night. And he said, now, as an athletic director or principal, I would want to play the game a different time because I'm thinking about how many people are going to attend. People may stay home to watch the Georgia Tech game, Georgia Tech game, rather than come to the high school game. And he said, but you know what? I don't care if nobody's there. We're going to stay on our stage, keep the team on schedule. So I'm curious as to how a lot of coaches would deal with that when they get to that. You know,
would you do me a favor, though, given what you just told me? Would you make sure that you get yourself a really good nap?
Nap when?
That Friday, because I don't know if you realize
I've spoken with this with the person in the office. I spoke with Conti about that Friday, so we're going to see how we work. Depends on what we decide to do with that, because the original plan was to not have a scoreboard show that Friday night.
Right.
Now it looks like we're probably going to have one. Do you see? But we know that we
and you and I are working that morning.
That morning
and the day before.
Yeah,
and the day before that. I was told we start Wednesday.
Yeah. Is that right, Noel? Noel's going to show up.
Yeah, giving us thumbs up. We lost the bet.
No, man.
We're going to be with you. Listen, holidays coming. You got Sam and Greg in the morning.
Yeah.
So we're going to be with you Wednesday, Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, Friday morning.
And then
Sunday. We will not be there Saturday.
Yeah. But Friday, we welcome your cold cut. We welcome whatever you have, your leftovers. Whatever you Thanksgiving, what y'all got?
Turkey. I ain't got no leftovers no more, man.
But I mean, our listeners may have some. Listeners may have some.
You just want folks to bring me a
soup,
plate.
Turkey, whatever you done with what's left.
Yeah,
we'd like to take some of that off your hand.
Can I? I forgot to mention earlier that sound we had with Chad and Coach Prime was courtesy of Nightcap.
Okay,
I'll make sure I get that show mentioned in there. I also got something to tell y'all about burgers too. We won't do it now, but
okay.
I was enlightened by a study that was done, and they ranked the most unhealthy burgers.
Whoa.
Cheeseburgers. Jeez. from restaurants that are out there. Okay. And I went, nah, man, I go there all the time. You can't be putting that on the list. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. In case you can't get in front of a TV today, mm-hmm. we are getting out of here in actually 2 hours.
Yes,
exactly
we are.
2 hours.
Gone.
It is 7:14:15 right now. We are getting out of here at 9:15 this morning because we got to turn things over to the Jets and Minnesota. They are playing in London. Which accent would you like? By the way, that dude is ripping me off, that little gecko.
Oh, yeah, man.
He's doing my... I wait to do this all day long, if you like. Yeah. And he's saying my phrase. Anyway, Jets in Minnesota, followed by Baltimore at Cincinnati, a 12:30 pregame kick at 1, followed by Green Bay and the Rams after game 1. And then tonight, Dallas at Pittsburgh. It has been said, you can give me a yes or no on this, this could be the game that keeps Russell Wilson on the bench for the rest of the season if... I can't mention his name right now. Justin Fields continues to perform like he has, but yet takes it to that next level and just has a really nice game tonight. That's going to be a done deal for Russell Wilson. You can't bring him back in now. What are your thoughts on that?
No. I mean, he's been out there, and if the team is succeeding, you're not going to disrupt it at this stage. If it was earlier in the season, you've got a few games in now. The guys are used to having some success with him. We'll see.
I cannot remember in my entire life a quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers that was mobile. I'm not talking a 10-yard sprint here, a 10-yard. I can't think of one that played for any amount of time. He had a minute and a half there. You talking about Cordell?
Yeah.
And it wasn't there that long. But I'm talking about like Justin runs. It's weird when you see it happen. But he's had some success, and I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to pull him out of this. But if he has a big game tonight, Russell, forget about it. Speaking of Russell, we got a Russell coming up next.
Yeah,
Baxter,
we do.
We're going to talk some football with him, talk some Falcons, and maybe get into a little thing that happened this past week with the league and media members.
Yeah, Players Association.
Yeah, that set a tone with you. We're going to talk about that up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
That's Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. On the sixth day of October, Sam, we called an audible, walked up to the line, and as we welcome Russell Backstrom here, who has, in fact, one of the first who had their own walk-on music, which was a Supreme song, we thought we'd change it for you, Russell, today, because today was the day that that particular song hit number one. I Hear a Symphony by the Supremes, which we wouldn't feel like you'd have a problem with. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. And that song has extreme sentimental value to me, so
really?
Bear with me for a second.
Sure.
When I was growing up, me and my brothers, my mother and her sister taught us how to dance by continuously playing Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Wow.
And I'm not saying we fared very well, okay? So when I was married, my mother and I had our dance, and instead of picking a traditional song, a very, very slow song, I picked Diana Ross and the Supremes, and I picked this one, which is kind of moderate.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers and sisters knew the symbolism of that. Mm-hmm. Now, as an aside, little did I know my mother was very, very ill at the time. She had already survived a battle of cancer. And when she came to the wedding, she came up from Pennsylvania to Connecticut. She was a lot sicker than any of us really realized. She kind of laid in the background for my wedding and for the reception. So we told her, Mom, could you come out and dance with me? Guys, she heard that music and she jumped out of her chair.
Wow.
Like she was 20 years old.
Oh my goodness.
And we had our dance, and God bless her. A month later, she went back to heaven where she belonged.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of her last public appearance, but I really appreciate you pulling that one out. I know you didn't know the meaning of it, but it will always hold something very, very special to me.
Absolutely. Man, you got me all goose pimply.
Yeah, I know it.
You know that, but that's a Sunday morning story.
Yeah, I know
right?
it.
Right, as folks heading to church and all that sort of stuff, you say your prayers. And so some folks going to say some prayers for you and your mama this morning, Russell. I absolutely believe that.
You have to know something about my mother. My mother and my parents raised 9 children, and at the church when I eulogized her, I explained to people that when she passed away, she only subletted on Earth for 60 years.
Yeah.
She was right back where she began.
How about that? How about that?
That's nice. Yeah. Hey, listen, I go ahead, Sam.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate him sharing that
yeah,
with us
that
on this Sunday morning. And I appreciate him having some time for us because we don't always get a chance to catch up.
Yeah, really. Russell. Where has he been? Russell, you know, you got to show up a little bit more often.
He's busy, and he let me know yesterday. He was nice enough to let me know that, hey, I got some time today.
And I let Sam know yesterday I'm actually available next Sunday morning, too.
All right. Well, listen, do we do the Falcons or do we do that story that you talked about that he might have a, you know, inside on?
Well, we'll get into the thing about the locker rooms in a minute.
Okay.
I know he knows about that, some thoughts on that. But what do you think about what we're doing here this week, what we've done this week, and what the Falcons are doing
overall.
In prime time overall, you know?
It could be a 4-1 team.
Yeah, what do you think about what we have down here in Atlanta?
Well, I'll tell you something. That was a bigger win I think, than people realize. First off, it's a divisional win, which is always very, very, very crucial. Okay. Now they're 2-0 in the division. But, you know, I know you guys know their schedule. They played four of their first five games at home this year, which means they play seven of their last 12 games on the road. Another home loss, which they had already lost to Pittsburgh and already lost to Kansas City. Another home loss would have really put them, it would put them at 2-3 and really behind the eight ball. So the fact that they were able to come back and, you know, this, yeah, Kirk Cousins doesn't play well in prime time. He can't bring a team back. And, you know, we've only seen it twice in the last 5 weeks. Okay. Or actually the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
The same thing at Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
The 22-21 game. So I thought that was huge. I thought that they showed a lot of resiliency. Tampa Bay had their way. And okay, that's an excellent game. I mean, we're, you know, four weeks and one game into the season. You can make a case that was the game of the year so far. And not just because Kirk threw for over 500 yards and four touchdowns and so on. I just think that, you know, late in the game, he threw that pick to Levante David. And that could have been very demoralizing to a lot of teams. And instead, they got the big stop. They sent Tampa Bay backwards on their next series, tied the game, and then won it in overtime. And those are momentum-swinging games for seasons, okay? Because, again, like another home loss. And, listen, they've been a little bit of a high-wire act so far this year. You know, they came from behind to beat the Saints the previous week. Again, had trouble with the Pittsburgh defense. You know, you could be critical of some of their play calling against the Chiefs, but that Chiefs defense is pretty damn good. That Chiefs defense is why they're 4-0. It certainly isn't because of their offense.
Right.
So I thought that was huge for them, and you know, the quest goes on. And you know, I thought it was Tampa Bay and Atlanta battling it out for the division this year. I know they play each other, I think, three or four more weeks. Down in Tampa. So exciting times. You know, I don't like to dismiss Tampa Bay. A lot of people seem to think they're a fluke every year. Well, a fluke every year has been in the playoffs four straight years, which is more than any other team in the NFC.
It's funny. I'm sorry, Russell, go ahead.
And they've done it with different coaches, different starting quarterbacks. Yeah. Jason Light, their general manager, does an outstanding job for them. So Atlanta needs to capitalize. They need to go on a little bit of a run here to build on that. And, you know, they're going to be playing football. Their off week isn't until week 12. So,
yeah,
you know, they have some time. They have an extra option. When you play Thursday, they have extra time to prepare for your next game. So, exciting times. I'm still – listen, if we could resurrect, you know, Elsie Greenwood and Deacon Jones – from heaven and so on, they still could use a pass rush guy.
That's what everybody says. Russell Baxter joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Given what you just talked about, Carolina aside, I think the phrase is reclamation project. When you talk about the three quarterbacks from New Orleans, Atlanta, well, Baker's been there a year, but still Baker Mayfield in his career, still being turned around. And given what the weapons are here in Atlanta, general consensus was that Kirk Cousins was going to fare out best. But what are your thoughts on those three teams in this division? And at the end of the day, when the dust settles, who do you see, given what's all around them, looking into the playoffs?
Well, I thought that Atlanta would win the division in a year. I'm not with somebody who, you know, I'm not a windshield wiper. I don't go back and forth and back and forth or anything. You know, Derek Carr has been – the Saints have been a little bit of a mystery the last couple of weeks. They struggled on offense after that 91 points in the first two games against Carolina and Dallas. You know, they scored 12 points against the Eagles at home. And then last week, now they have the Chiefs defense coming up, even though, you know, Derek Carr's probably faced the Chiefs more than any other team, or certainly among the other teams that he used to face in the AFC West. You know, Kirk Cousins, see, here's what I've seen early on, and this should not be a surprise to anyone because, frankly, it's common sense. These teams with new quarterbacks, these teams coming off major injuries at their quarterbacks, these teams making coordinator changes have all kind of been slow coming out of the gate. Now, all of a sudden, we're seeing them pick up momentum. Kirk Cousins in week one against the Steelers doesn't look anything like Kirk Cousins right now. Okay? And not just because he threw for 509 yards, because he is getting more comfortable. We're seeing the same thing in Pittsburgh, where their offense got six field goals and won. And then last week, they scored a season-high 24 points and lost. But their offense is developing. Jordan Love was injured in the week one game. He sat a couple weeks. He struggled early against the Vikings, and then he played better later in the game and put up big numbers, even though he wound up with three interceptions. I think we forget that these people are human beings and they're not washing machines. You just don't put in a different fan belt or whatever parts are inside and they just automatically fix themselves. So that's what I see with the Falcons right now. And, you know, when they lost Rondale Moore before the start of the season, I thought that was a big blow to them, but they've been able to more than make up for it. And, you know, I thought that, you know, even though their running game was, you know, probably had higher expectations for it than we have seen so far. Not that, I mean, they were ranked 22nd coming into the league and so on. They only got 73 yards against the Buccaneers, which was kind of surprising because Tampa's run defense is kind of mediocre, but they did what they had to do. And I still like their chances. And I think what's interesting about the Falcons is the way their schedule lays out. And I'm not like win, you know, I don't like to do the win, loss, loss, win, win, you know, whatever, so on. It's when you play certain teams, and I always looked at the divisional games, and most of their divisional games are early in the season. Like I said, they've already played two divisional games. They got more coming up within the next 5 or 6 weeks. And then I think they end the season with Carolina. But I think there's a big gap in between in terms of the divisional games. So, like I said, I like their chances. I don't dismiss Tampa Bay because of what they've been as an organization. Carolina looks like it's rebuilding again, although they have one of the hotter quarterbacks in the league the last 2 weeks, and Andy Dalton just doesn't go away. And the Saints are just too up and down and too erratic. You know, their inconsistency is what makes you nervous, and the inability to close out games the last 2 weeks probably makes you even more nervous.
Yeah, folks, spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Russell Baxter. He is social. You can always find him at Bax Football Guru, Bax Football Guru. We're up against it. Our time's running out, but I do want to get your thoughts about the NFLPA and locker rooms. And the statement this week, Russell, your thoughts about that? Me personally, I'm surprised that so much was given back after COVID. But you know, they're making a statement about it. What do you think?
You know, I kind of go back and forth on this. So when I've been in, you know, not a ton of locker rooms, but I've certainly been in my share. I can understand the privacy aspect as well. I can understand, you know, people trying to get something in the heat of the moment as well. And for, you know, some people that, you know, they get a little giddy about that. You know, let me catch the guy when he's at a moment where it's that he's coming off a loss and liable to say something inflammatory and so on. So if I had to pick a side, I would say leave the locker room to the players and the coaches and set something up where they can, you know, you have some press time right afterwards. You know, I don't, you know, what's next? You're going to go into the locker room and you know, somebody's going to have, and we've seen it. We've seen it in practice locker rooms when someone's going to have a very volatile moment. And, you know, the way things are today, that doesn't go from just hearsay and somebody recanting a story. That goes from, you know, somebody slipping a cell phone in there and so on. So, like I said, the locker room is the locker room. And, again, I go back and forth on it, but if I had to make a stance, I would say let's take a step forward and have an area where, you know, I want to talk to this player right after he's done.
Gotcha.
Okay? You know, and I'm willing to bet he'll probably smell better too.
All right, he said he's going to be around next week. We got to reach out to Russell again.
Absolutely.
All right, man, enjoy the rest of your day and this upcoming week, and thank you as always,
Thanks
Russell.
Thanks a lot, Russell.
You got it. Hey, enjoy the game in two hours, okay?
There you go.
We're
going to do that.
I'm going to go get some crumpets.
And also, thanks for sharing this morning. That is Russell Baxter.
Yeah,
heartfelt story that started off this segment. Anyway, up next, we lost some people this week, some very famous faces and voices and an array of people that affected us. And so we're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Thank you, courtesy Norman Lear, I guess. We thank him for playing that.
You know what I never thought to ask you? What was it like for you growing up there, knowing that a section of your town was being depicted?
You want an honest answer?
Yeah.
We constantly drove by there thinking that we were going to see a TV crew.
Yeah.
That's how unplugged we were about how things were done then, because we thought let's go down to Cabrini Green and see if they're filming. Nah. And it took that show to make you actually say out loud, let's go to Cabrini Green, because that's the place you avoided unless you had relatives there.
Right.
I had Uncle James that lived in Cabrini Green. And I probably, the last time I saw him was 6, but it was a regular visit for my family. And that's what it was like. Things started popping in that city because nothing happened in Chicago until Jane Byrne became mayor. And when she became mayor, she sort of opened it up to the film industry because, you know, Daley had a lockdown on that city. I mean, if you couldn't get his approval, you didn't do nothing. There was a story that's actually true that, I told you the one about the Sears Tower and the final design and why that design, because Daley thought it looked like Chicago giving the finger to the suburbs. But the other one was the Bears. We're going to move. And they were going to move to Schaumburg or up there by the airport, one of those suburbs. And Daley said to the Hallis family, you take this out of the city, you got to change the name. You ain't going to say Chicago Bears.
Okay.
And they didn't move. That's how powerful this dude was. But yeah, that was then when she took over as mayor, Blues Brothers, you know,
all that stuff.
John Hughes started Ferris Bueller and all those movies from the 80s that were filmed there. But anyway. John Amos, rest in peace. And in the minds of many, that was America's dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That dude. But a lot of people we lost this week that touched us in different ways. But it was weird because this hasn't happened like it did in this past week since the pandemic. Remember when we were doing the show in the pandemic? It seemed like every week
there was this line of people. That left us, and the thing about Dikembe Mutombo and having him pass away this week, and the news broke as we were at Hawks Media Day.
Oh, and you got
that? We were at Hawks Media Day. We were at the studio they always go to over there off DeBoer, you know what I'm talking about, over in West Buckhead. The soundstage is in there. That's where they go do the media day. It's an opportunity for them to do some nice photos and some things, and so they invite the media to come in, and so. I had a chance to talk with Steve Holman about it, who, you know, had a chance to broadcast all of his games when he came to join the team and got to know him very, very well. So just so happened that we were there. You know, and some of the players made some comments. Not a lot of them had a chance to know him. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe guys like Trey, who've been around the team for a while, DeAndre Hunter, been around the team for a minute, have had some time. You know, Clint Capella. But guys like Jalen Johnson, he said, you know, really never had any, you know, contact with him personally, but I know what he did here, and I know what he did for the league, and have the ultimate respect for him, the finger wag and all the things that we identify with in Atlanta.
Right.
And I'm posting a picture right now. I have it posted on my social in a moment. You know, the last time I encountered Dikembe Mutombo, you and I were together at State Farm for the Million Meal Pack.
That's right.
Remember we were there?
Yes.
I'm about to post a couple of pictures of him that I saved from that day. Here's this 7'2" giant with a red hairnet on.
And the mayor was out there too,
and
right?
And some plastic. He and the mayor right there together with this hairnet on and some plastic glove, looking like a lunchroom lady. And, you know, and he's packing, you know, rice and beans and things to send to people he would never meet, people he would never know. But he was there, you know. And to me, that's the picture that I want people to see of him and think of him. Yeah, there's the finger wag and there's playing the game. which he did so very well, but also the heart of a servant, man. Well, it's the heart to serve, the capacity to serve and give is what you think about to me with Dikembe Mutombo.
It's funny you say that because there are two things, and that's one of them, that I will remember from him. And everybody take a second and think about this. See, when you think about somebody like Arthur Blank and you see his name up on buildings and you hear what he's done, you think, well, that's because he's, you know, billionaire. He can do that. He can afford to do that. But let's take a second and realize that Dikembe Mutombo and Arthur Blank both have something in common. They have both put together a hospital.
Yeah.
We have spent the last few weeks talking about what's going on over there at North Druid Hills and I-85 and what he has done for children in this region, not just Atlanta or Georgia,
right.
This region.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dikembe's done the same thing in Congo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could talk about the size and where it is and all that sort of stuff. But
there was a need.
There was a need for it, and somebody stepped up, and he used all of his gifts to do that.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that will stay with me. So yeah. There's no difference between Dikembe Mutombo and what he did in Arthur Blank in some regards.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, and he came to this country going to Georgetown wanting to be in the medical profession. That's what he really came to do. And here's another person that John Thompson
saved,
and just changed the direction of their life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you think about it, and you think about Coach, you know, in that big towel. But you he's just another person that. That he crossed paths with and changed the direction.
And isn't it funny that when you hear certain coaches, well, actually, that's the one coach I only hear this from regularly, is that he saved my life. I don't hear that from Coach K or people who played at Duke. I don't hear that from people who played at Indiana and other big programs. Now, there's a reason for it,
Well, you know, you may hear that, but you haven't really talked with a player who was in that situation.
Who's an all-time great that
has shared it.
Here's the other thing I wanted to say about Dikembe, and I do this sort of tongue-in-cheek, but you know why, and there's a list of others that we have not mentioned. Pete Rose, we mentioned John Amos, Chris Christopherson, Maggie Smith, John Astin. If you don't know who John Astin is, that's Taggart from Beverly Hills Cop, the actor there. Greg Landry, I mentioned him, yeah, and others, I'm sure, and I know that Noel's got one. But the reason I believe, and I'm including Pete Rose, that Dikembe will be remembered longer. These other names will just kind of fade away, I believe. But as long as there are kids and there are parents who are sports fans and there is Sesame Street, that kid will know about a basketball player who sounds just like Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
You think I'm kidding?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. If you watch Sesame Street, Daddy said, hey, there's a basketball player who sounds just like that. And they'll find some sound of him, and he said, oh, he sounds like Cookie Monster.
Yep.
That's how he'll live on, because I thought of you when I came up with that analogy. The lifeblood of anything is youth participation.
Yep.
And you connect Dikembe with kids from this point on moving forward, he's going to live forever.
You know what, though? You talk about youth participation and kids, and I've always said that, and we've been talking about Pete Rose for a moment. I've always felt like the way he played was an example you would point out to any kid that you're coaching in any sport.
Yep.
Not the biggest, not the strongest, not the fastest, but the guy that just had a desire in his heart to find a way to beat you as long as there was, you know, and that's what I think. To me, that's a lesson that any coach can teach. Now, the stuff off the field, you know, is a different deal. But if you want to put the illustration of a guy, you know, because, you know, and we're in this area that's highly recruited for all sports, and everybody's looking for these four-star, five-star guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Pete Rose would have been a four-star, five-star guy off his physical, just his physical, you know, talent.
Uh-huh.
He may have, you know, if you rated him, he may have been like a three-star, two-star, but it's what he had inside of him. You know, he outworked everybody, and once the game started, he was this force of nature that was just going to come after you, come after you, come after you, and eventually find a way to wear you down and beat you. And to me, that's, if you're coaching, I don't care what you're coaching, but to me, that's an example you want to put before a kid who may not be the biggest, may not be the strongest, may not be the fastest, but can still find a way. And we have coaches in our area who do that. We have some teams in different sports who don't have the five-star dudes. You don't have a lot of those guys. But when state championship time comes, here they go.
Yeah.
You know, you find a way to get that out of the guy that's there the most out of them. And so, to me, he's an example of that. The thing you regret is that, you know, now the posthumous induction into the Hall of Fame will take place. And my thing
the
is
bust. Because he's in it already.
But I'm just saying, if you're a family member, do you attend? And if you're called on as a family member to give a remark, what do you say?
You say what he's been wanting to say for a lot of years. The thing about it is, his before and after has played out in front of us. So we formed our opinions. And so whatever is said, to your point, is said just for the family. Because we have, like I said, we've already formed our opinion. And one of the things that's easy to grasp here, because we've seen it with others, everything that made him that great player is the reason why he ain't in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, just couldn't stop.
Here's
the thing, though. Why couldn't his legal folk and the baseball legal folks come to something?
No.
I mean, even though his heels were dug in pretty firmly, too.
I think he is a byproduct of, and maybe it's the timing when you landed here, he had no people. When others who've gotten into issues had some people who taught them how to get the ship back upright. They respected, they listened to. I think that we could say that about A-Rod. He was that the thing that kept him lying all them years about taking whatever. Somebody finally in his little camp said, no, dude, you need to come clean. I think that Pete Rose had some people around him that he could trust and that would listen, you know, that he would listen to, may not have gotten himself in the situation he got into. Everything is timing. I think a lot of things has to do with timing.
Yeah.
You know, and we could talk about some of the all-time greats that we see right now who are so-and-sos. Just like Jordan put it out there on Last Dance. Look, this is how I am. If you don't like it, maybe you shouldn't be my teammate. That's no different than what Pete Rose talked about. And we've seen he just didn't take it to that nth degree. Moreover, Pete got some records, and this is also tied into baseball, too. If baseball records weren't cherished the way they do or are, like, because football don't care that much about them in basketball, but baseball records, you know, they keep them in a hermetically sealed case and bury them 10 feet underground. We don't unearth them, you know. If it wasn't that, I think that maybe we wouldn't have this conversation. Anyway, may all these people that touched us in these different ways rest in peace that we lost this past week. Sam, Greg, listen, Noel, we got a little bit of time at the end of the show because we got 15 more minutes. I'm going to fit in my little casting call. I'm going to let you know about some job opportunities. They're there. Money's flying through the air. Noel's got something she wants to pass on to you. So we're going to come back to that. In the meantime, as we head to this 8 o'clock hour, Sam, we have to get our education going here because we have an offer coming up next. So you can talk about that Princeton game coming up against.
You know what? See what he has to think about that. Mike McMackin has put pen to paper about college football.
Yes.
And especially from the area that is dear to him, North Carolina. That's coming up next when you stay with us. It is Sam. It is great.
And we got Miles coming up, but there's something special with this song. Noel.
What you got, Noel?
Oh, we got Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson from A Star Is Born.
Oh.
See what she did there?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Kris Kristofferson.
There you go. Noel, take us out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.